And we've just got just been joined by Nancy. Nancy is in, and you said have a crack at your surname.
I'm gonna have a go.
All right. So is it Nancy Padagno?
Padagno, yes.
Nancy Padagno.
Very, very good for the first time.
That's pretty good. Yes. Now tell us about you. You are a life coach.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. My business is called New England Life Coaching, and basically I provide personal life coaching. It's professional and a confidential service, and I like to emphasize the confidentiality of it because I take that very seriously. So no matter where you are, I take that. What you say to me, it stays with me. It doesn't go anywhere. My training in the United States was, I had very strict guidelines to adhere to as well as ethical standards. So it's very professional and confidential service. And it's for those people who are motivated for change. And what that means is, you know, if you want to change in an area of your life, it's okay to want better for yourself. And if you need help or assistance forming goals or figuring out what that is, then I can help clarify and prioritize that with you.
Okay. I mean, this is across the board. This isn't for just things like, you know, how to cope better at work. This is for everything.
Yeah. I see clients that are looking to, you know, you hear the term work-life balance, you know, getting a balance between, a lot of times it's parenting and their jobs and their own personal life, you know, or people just looking for balance in general. Or I see a lot of people that have, you know, have some dissatisfaction with the relationships in their life or want to learn better communication skills and how to deal with a difficult boss or even their partners or just some changes, you know, daily stressors and how best to cope.
How does it differ to United States and Britain then?
Are
we the same?
Well,
same problems?
How does what differ? Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think there's a lot of universal issues. And life coaching is probably, I would guess, to, you know, the same across the board as far as, you know, life coaching issues versus, you know, it's nice that I like the coaching because it's kind of separate from the mental health. So I'd like to think that there's a lot less stigma attached to coaching.
Okay.
So
is there a website that we can find out more details about you?
Yep. I'm at www.nelifecoaching.com.
Okay. Talk a bit about your website in a moment, and we'll come back to that. But
okay.
Is there one kind of problem, one kind of aspect that you deal with most of all?
Right now I am promoting my stress management program. And basically, I'm offering trainings to, obviously, I can do individual coaching on stress management, but I'm also offering formal trainings and workshops to groups where we learn about, you know, signs of stress, what the obviously the negative stress, but also positive stress, and then, you know, adaptive coping skills and how to manage your stress.
Okay. What's the most common thing that you come across with people's issues?
Well, it seems nowadays I'm finding what I already said is a lot of dissatisfaction with their work status. A lot of people feel that they're settling and they're just not happy with the conditions. And a lot of it comes back to relations and having difficult co-workers or difficult bosses. And so then that breaks down to, you know, enhancing communication skills. And also what I said previously about relationships. So,
okay. So what about people that, you know, you've helped in the past? You know, without naming names, because I'm pretty sure there's a confidentiality thing.
Right.
Is it, you know, somebody you can tell us about that they came to you mm-hmm. with this issue and now they're doing this?
Yeah, well, I had a woman, she had a lot of anxiety dealing with her coworkers, and it was almost like she was dealing with a hostile environment, and she didn't have a very strong voice for herself. And so we worked a lot on assertive communication, and we did a lot of role playing, you know, and she gave me we had actual scenarios that came up, and it was a lot of confidence building. And we learned, you know, in the process, I think in the end, the feedback was that she learned a lot more about herself and learned a lot why maybe she didn't have, you know, she learned more about where her voice had, where she had lost her voice, like through her, you know, from pieces of her childhood and stuff. She was in session for a couple of months, and she was able to assert herself and be able to speak her mind confidently. And that was, you know, it sounds like a very simple thing probably to a lot of people, but for also a lot of people that have, they're a little bit more sensitive or more fragile when it comes to standing up for themselves, and that was a big accomplishment.
I'd imagine there's a lot of people out there that are unaware of, you know, there's issues, and certainly unaware that there may be somebody out there that can help. And it takes a strong character to suddenly think, I need some help, and I need to go and see somebody.
Yeah.
So, how do you assess, the issues of the people? I'm guessing you sit them down and you have a chat, you know, and then you assess.
Well, what I offer to everybody, all the new clients, is an introductory offer, which is free, because I understand, you know, life coaching it's fairly a new concept, and not everybody knows what it is, and I think it's important to have that first session. And see if it's for you. It's not about, you know, it's about, I think it's important for consumers to shop around and for a service like this where it's very personal, you have to feel comfortable. And so during that session, we're going to obviously see what issues are worth exploring and how my service is, if we fit, and how I can help.
How many people are you sort of helping at the moment? Does it become a limit to how much you can do, because otherwise you get stressed out?
Well, it is all about self-care, and I do preach a lot about self-care, and some, you know, sometimes we're on our worst enemies, and I need to practice what I preach as well.
There must have come a time when you thought, hey, hang on a minute, I know my mind, and I know how and what I'm doing here. Somebody must have helped you. Mm-hmm. So that you can help other people. So who influenced you?
Well, when I was in the States, I was working as a licensed clinical practitioner. So all my training and my experience it's being sifted through to me about how to use your resources and, you know, the self-care, taking care of yourself. In some places I've worked at offered more support than others. And you learn a lot about what your own boundaries are and what your own limits are. And I've been doing this for years, so, you know, 20 plus years in the States, and at a professional level. So I think that comes easy for me.
You don't look old enough, to be honest. But
thank you.
How do you know when you need help? That's the thing, because once you know you need help, you know that there's people out there like yourself that can help. How do you know? What ticks? Yeah. What clicks?
Oh, that's a good question. A lot of times, it comes from an observer, and it can sometimes be a friend or a family member that might notice some changes in behavior of yourself. They might point out, like, you know, do you realize that you've entered this room three times and have forgotten what you've done? Or they might point out more like stress symptoms as far as you haven't had a good night's sleep in, three days this week, and it's spilling over into your daily functioning. Stress oftentimes will manifest itself with physical symptoms, like forgetfulness, tension, you know, frequent headaches, upset stomach, muscle tension. I mean, and it's no exhaustive list of symptoms. It varies for everybody. So a lot of it can be physical observations and just your own thoughts. You know, people tend to, you know, if you have a sense of feeling dissatisfied or having symptoms or of of sadness or whatever, then those can be indications. And also, oftentimes it can come out in your work performance at work. You know, clearly your boss is going to notice if you're, you know, if you have frequently late with reports or things like that.
How hard is it now? Because say that there's so many things that you must have seen this over the last years. There's been lots of changes, lots of things that people like to box up, like different isms and so on and so forth. So how, I mean, if you go back 30, 40 years, there wasn't quite so many of these problems that were quite common as they are now. So how do you get around that, and how difficult has it become over the years?
So you're asking, like, how people have evolved into everything seems to be a problem now versus...
Just say, for instance, I mean, we have a bit of a standing joke with the wife saying that she's got OCD. And, you know, for some people that's a problem. For some people that's going to be difficult to deal with.
Right.
She doesn't see it. But then 20, 30 years ago, they didn't know what OCD was, or it wasn't quite so common.
Right.
So how do you get over those kind of issues?
Right. Well, I guess it's only a problem if you see it's a problem.
Right.
You know? Times have changed, and things are. It really is, I guess, a matter of perspective. You know, and now we're living in the digital age where there's even a thing called digital stress, where, you know, there's been studies done in UCLA saying how just confirming how physical clutter can impact our brains, and it affects our ability to process and to think creatively. And it's the same thing for, you know, our electronics, you know, our Facebook notifications, Twitter alerts, inboxes. It's saying it has the same effect on our brains. It affects us that we're not unable to process correctly, and it affects our creative flow of thinking. So it's times are changing.
Yeah, but to be honest, they're changing, and it's not for the better either, is it? Does that make your job more harder, or does it highlight that's we're creating our own problems here? I mean, in a minute we're going to be phoning up saying, sorry, I can't come into work today, I've got to update my social media.
Yeah.
There's about 15 of them and I'm a bit behind with it. You know, so does it make it more difficult?
Well, I see a lot of problems. Parents are very frustrated with their teenagers nowadays, and I think it's pretty obvious how, you know, we're so dependent and used to using our digital stuff nowadays, and it is affecting people, and it's going to get worse probably before it gets better. Yeah.
So I mean, the worry is that, you know, it's out there. The internet is there.
Yeah.
The internet is growing all the time, and it's almost like I say to some people, it's a worry because it's hooked you in, and you're addicted to it. And then you've got to get someone like yourself to come along to sort of to break it down and say, right, these are reasons why you've got the issues.
It takes away from basic social skills, basic human face-to-face contact. And, you know, you go to any restaurant nowadays and you see people, you know, you see families, you know, and most of the kids and even the adults are on their phones or some electronic device. So, yeah, it's you know, families are suffering. Relationships are suffering.
Okay, look, we've run out of time, but we said we're going to sort out your website.
Okay.
So let's do some details on that. You mentioned a free evaluation.
Yep, a free introductory offer, a 30-minute session to kind of get a taste to see what life coaching with me is all, you know, would be like, and we'll explore what the issues are. And if you're not clear on what the issues are, we can do an inventory, a life inventory, and get some clarification. And it's for all new clients, of course.
How long would the average sort of, you mentioned half an hour session, but just say, for instance, if you sat down with me and you looked inside my head and you thought, blimey, you need some help, how long generally would it take?
Oh, it could vary. An average session, I would say, is 45 minutes. Some people like to do a one-off session for 90 minutes and then maybe do a check-in a month or so from then. And you know, it really varies from person to person. The length of coaching could be anywhere from, you know, a couple of weeks to a couple of months. Yeah.
Okay. So the website again, details?
It's www.nelifecoaching.com. NE is for New England Life Coaching.
Okay. And how long have you been in the UK?
About 3 years now.
About 3 years.
So, yes.
Are you based on the island?
I'm on the island now. Fairly new. I've been here about 7 months, but I've been in the country for three. So.
Loving it? Yeah. Or?
Oh, I love it. I love New England, but I love Old England as well.
Good for you. So. It's a real pleasure to meet you, and good luck.
Oh, well, thank you very much.